You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Hey, good morning. Hey, good Saturday morning to you. The program is called Lifeline. My name is Landon. I am here to teach you and try to bring you up out of natural thinking into spiritual mindedness or Christ likeness, so you can grow by this word of God. You can take what I give you as tangible meat. I'm going to give you some stuff from the word that you can really hold on to. I'm trying to help us develop our spirit man. Good morning. Hey, listen, you can tune in anywhere. Okay. So call anybody, any relative, anybody you think this program would benefit, or just pray about it real quick. Say, God, who do you want me to reach out to, man? Who can I text? Who can I call? Say, listen, either turn on WCNO, which is 89.9 on your FM dial, or go to WCNO.com. Click on the official site, and hey, man, you'll see live broadcast. Too easy. Click live broadcast. Anybody, anywhere can pull us up on the web and be listening right now to this program. If you happen to miss it, we are on demand. So if you miss it, same thing, WCNO.com. Pull up on demand, which is right on the left. They got a new format, by the way. I saw it. It's real easy. So pull up on demand. Hey, this calendar will pop up. Just pick Saturday morning. Hopefully you'll ride with us, Lifeline, which is the 8:30 program. If not, pick one. Anybody teaching the Word of God's got to be beneficial to you. And if you don't know, just get in your Word. If you're in your Word, you'll know if the Word you're hearing is right or not. That's the best way to do it. I check everything and I balance everything based on what this book says. If it's not in the Bible, if I can't find it in Scripture, don't try to tell me Jesus said so-and-so. If it's not in here, he didn't say it. I check everything everybody says, everything every preacher or teacher teaches against the word, and that's what you need to do. Anyway, good morning. My name is Landon. Hopefully we're going to grow together and come closer to the likeness of God today by this program. I'm going to give you a couple call letters. I don't mind you calling. I love when you call for prayer. And the angels in heaven and myself just go crazy if you call to accept Jesus Christ. That's really the whole purpose I'm here. I would love nothing more than this phone just to ring and ring and ring and ring and people going, man, I need Jesus. Pray for me. Introduce me to Jesus and bring me into that kingdom you're talking about. Man, the teaching can go right out the door as far as I'm concerned. If I had phone call after phone call wanting to meet the Savior, wanting to come into fellowship and likeness with Jesus Christ. I want a relationship with Jesus today. That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for. If you have a praise report, though, hey, man, if you've got a miracle healing, something like that, that would help other people listening know, man, God is on the throne. Let me tell you what God did for me, Landon. If it's something that's going to glorify Jehovah God and his son Jesus Christ, period, feel free to share that. No problem there. But I am here to pray with you. If you have some problems, too, that's okay, man. If you need some help, you definitely call here. I'd love to pray with you. We will rebuke the enemy. I have many powerful friends of mine that listen to the program. So if you do call and I go to praying for you, it's not just me. You'll have my wife praying for you. You'll have other friends of mine out there listening to this program praying for you. You'll have prayer warriors you don't even know about doing spiritual battle on your behalf. So anyway, enough of that. Let's get to the teacher. Father God, we're going to pray real quick. Father God, Father God, Father God, we need you. 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 This flesh profits nothing. The only way we can benefit is to be spiritually minded and to crucify this old nasty flesh and to come into your kingdom, and we just want to worship you, we want to praise you, we want to adore you, Adonai, we want to be there with you, we want to be Christ-minded this morning. Transform me into your image and likeness, Lord. Speak to me clearly. Lord, I surrender my mouth to you this morning. Let these lips come forth unhindered, unchecked from any outside source. I rebuke the enemy out of my mind, out of the airways, and out of everybody else's heart and mind. open the hearts this morning that we can receive from you. Just open our hearts, shut down our natural thinking, and open up our spiritual hunger for you that we can hear and receive, because it's important to receive. We have to receive what we hear this morning and hold on to it so that we may grow with the milk from your word and become Christ-minded and be ambassadors in this kingdom. Carry out your orders and execute your judgments against the evil and the wrongdoings of this world. We thank you so much, Father God, for hearing this prayer. Oh, we need you, Jesus. Holy Ghost, manifest yourself in here this morning. Praise your name, Father God. In the name of Jesus, amen. Listen, we all know God's a spirit. You've been to church enough, Sunday school, whatever, you know. The Bible says God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Okay, so we all know God's a spirit. Well, how can you have a relationship with God if he is a spirit and you are a human? Think about this, because everybody doesn't really get that. They're like, how do I mean, if God's a spirit and I'm a flesh man, well, how are we going to hang out? How am I going to have a relationship? How am I going to be intimate with God when he's on a whole nother level? You gotta drink this milk of this word and get yourself up on that level. He's offered it to you. So let's kind of walk through this, okay? How can you have, this is the subject this morning, how can you have an intimate relationship with God when he's a spirit and you are a human? The only way possible, you have to become a spirit. You have to become spirit. You have to become spiritually minded. You have to be fed from the Spirit of God. You have to allow and invite the Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit from God. When Jesus left, he sent his Spirit to live in you, to dwell in you. He made you an offer. He said, listen, if you'll come unto me and you'll accept me as your king and you will say, Lord Jesus, I need you in my life. I realize that my life is empty. I have a void that's never been filled. I've tried to fill it with 100,000 things and it doesn't work. I don't have the joy I'm supposed to. I don't have the peace I'm supposed to. I'm not happy like I'm supposed to. And the love of God does by no means dwell in me richly. I don't look like Christ. When people speak to me, I pop off at them. I don't come back with the love of God. I don't let my lips be the lips of clay that you've designed them to be. When people speak to me, I am the man of God or woman of God who's supposed to minister grace to the hearers. So it's my job to let this mouth of mine open up and minister kingdom teaching, biblical foundation, and solid knowledge from the truth or the milk of the word to those listeners. Lord, I'm not doing good in that area. If that's you, you need to listen, man. We're going to teach you how to get over in that kingdom and stay there. So the only way, you now have to become a spirit like God. He sent his son to die on the cross. When Jesus died, he took away all your sin. And he said this, let me remind you this, because the enemy's quick to remind you what you did yesterday, or remind you what you did last week or years ago. That's the worst one. He'll bring up stuff you did when you were a disgusting person. But listen, none of that matters. God said, your sins and your iniquities, I will remember no more. So if you come to the cross, if you come in and say, Lord, I need your son, Jesus. I really do believe that he died on that cross. I believe what scriptures say, and I believe even what the secular writings, if you go back and research secular history, you'll see there Jesus was there, he died on the cross, he went into the grave, 3 days later he was gone. That's what secular history actually shows. So on the third day he rose again. Well, when he did that, when you can get up over death and get the triumph over death, that means now he has come to bring life. He was triumphant over the grave. When he rose again, he rose with resurrection power in the spirit. And now we have that same offer on the table from him to us directly, and it gives us the power to overcome the things that are here to take us out, to kill us, to destroy our marriage, to steal from our joy, to steal from our peace in our hearts. So you have to become that. Now, he's offered that to you. He said, listen, I freely give. Freely I give my spirit to you. So what you need to do is say, Jesus, I believe you did die on that cross. You know what? I'm tired of denying it. I believe you rose the third day. And I do believe you went up to the right hand of the Father, just like scripture says over in the book of John. And I do believe that you sent your spirit and you've offered it to me. You know what? I'm tired of running from you. Let me accept that spirit this morning, Lord. Lord, I accept your son, Jesus, And I want the Spirit that you've offered, that Holy Spirit, some call him Holy Ghost, some call him Comforter, all proper names, Spirit of Truth, to abide with me forever, Lord. Please give me your Spirit that I may start to be transformed from the inside out. So now, that's how you have to do it. We have to become Spirit, just like that. So just like you've been born a human, you now need to be born a spiritual man by the Spirit of God. That means starting over as a newborn babe. Now, here's the hard part. Starting over as a newborn baby is hard. When you're a grown man or grown woman, even a teenager, you're already grown up now. Now, for someone to tell you, okay, all the stuff you know, forget it. You have to start over as a brand new baby sucking your thumb. You have to start over as a brand new baby in this word. You've got to now crack the book open, get your Bible out, crack it open, start to read that word, and start to drink the milk of the word that your spirit may begin to grow. See, you're fully grown in the natural, but you're undeveloped in the spirit. That's why you have zero, most of us. Now, some have spiritual understanding. If you're a spiritual understanding person, I'm not trying to diss you. I'm talking to the majority of the people that do not have any spiritual understanding today, are not in personal prayer time with God, are not in personal fellowship, do not read their Bible on a daily basis in their room by themselves, in their closet, in their garage, whatever you got to do to get away from everybody and get time alone in the word that you can grow by the milk. The Bible calls it over in 1 Peter 2, I think, the milk of the word. He says, desire the sincere. Notice it's very serious. It's very sincere. God wrote this thing sincerely. He signed every word in here. You can pretend that Jesus signed sincerely Jesus Christ. When he says, I love you and all that stuff. When he said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. And then he signed sincerely Jesus Christ. So you have to desire, the Bible says, the sincere milk of the word that you may grow there by this word. You got that? So you have to become spiritually minded and in a spiritual likeness. And the only way you can do that is first you accept Christ. Because here, without that, let me say this. You will not in any means desire the milk from the word of God until you've accepted Jesus. Because there's nothing on the inside. You haven't invited his likeness, his nature, or his spirit into you. Without that, there'll be no desire. Your flesh and blood, your natural man, does not desire the milk of the word. That's why you don't see people just walking around with Bibles reading them, because it's the best book out there. Number one seller for 100,000 years, but you don't see people doing that because they don't have the nature in them to crave the milk from the word. Once you take on the spirit, now you'll notice all of a sudden you're starting to hunger for it. You're over in Proverbs and you're getting some wisdom. You're over in Psalms and you're getting built up, man. Psalms are telling you things like thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Thy word is a light unto my path. Thy word, I think it's 119.99, thy word has made me wiser than my teachers. This word is the ultimate wisdom because it is the wisdom found only from God. So, okay, because and all that newborn baby stuff, it's really tough if you have a high education level. If you have a doctorate and you have masters and all that, it's tough to swallow the pill of, you mean I've done all that and I'm the sharpest, most intellectually person you want to come up against. And now you're telling me, Landon, I have to go back to the beginning and start as a newborn babe? Spiritually, yes. You can keep all your natural degrees. You can keep your master and all that. You can all that. And it'll work out greatly when you start as a newborn babe in the spirit and work up to that same level spiritually. Now you'll really be a man that you can take out the enemy and you can really help others big time because you'll have a lot of understanding in the spirit and you'll have natural wisdom to combine with it that God gave you. This is you'll be a wonderful combination, a real powerhouse, but you need the spirit of God in order to move in the things of God. Because the first time you were born, you're born after the natural nature. You're born after the nature of your parents as a natural man. Let's say Sam and Rose. Okay, so you have the similitude or the likeness of Sam and Rose. Well, now you need to be born again after the likeness of Jesus Christ so you can take on the nature of God. So now you're born after the nature of God. Okay, 1 Peter 2:2 says it this way, as newborn babes. And this is what the Bible says. Now, if it's in the book, don't come against me. I'm just reading it right from Scripture. You know what I'm saying? It says, as newborn babes. Now, I just wrap your mind around it. What does a newborn baby do? He cries, Daddy, help me. Daddy, feed me. I'm hungry, Daddy. Daddy, I've messed up. Change me. You see what I mean? You got to look at this. I don't care how mature you are in the natural. You need to come back and realize you're immature in the spirit And what I'm telling you is the truth, found in 1 Peter 2:2. And you need to start over and say, Lord, you know what? I am immature in the spirit. Because if I was stronger in the spirit, I wouldn't do the things I do in the natural. So I want your spirit to come in me, and I want you to train me as a newborn baby. I will humble up, and I will desire the sincere milk of the word that I may grow thereby. That's exactly what it says. As newborn babies, comma, desire the sincere milk of the word of God that you may grow thereby. That's what needs to be teaching you, and that's where we need to be growing today. The only way to grow in the likeness of God the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ, is to desire the sincere milk of the Word. And the Bible says very clearly that you may grow thereby. Now, if you look up that word grow in the Greek, it means to increase. It means to increase. So I need to desire this Bible. I need to desire the milk found from the Word of God that I may increase. What do you mean increase? Increase into the likeness and similitude of God. I want to increase into a Christ-like nature. When I see somebody broke, I need to come up and offer them something that the Spirit's offered me. I need to get to where I can hear the voice of God. And God tells me, you tell them this. You tell them, go over here. There's a job waiting on them. You tell that lame man that if he'll let you pray for him, I'll straighten that leg. You tell that person with this, I mean, you'll hear the Spirit tell you how to operate. He'll allow you to be in fellowship with him that you may go by the guidance of the Holy Spirit and help others. You'll be a giver. You'll be giving life to people. Isn't that you? Don't you want to be that person, man? That's some precious stuff. Now listen, the Bible says over in 1 Corinthians 15:50, okay? 1 Corinthians 15:50 says, now I say then, brethren, because I just want to make this clear, because you can't mentally ascend into what I'm telling you. He says, I want you to know clearly, he says, 1 Corinthians 15:50, that flesh and blood, that is you. If you don't believe me, if you cut your flesh, it does bleed, right? Flesh and blood cannot in any way, shape, form, or fashion inherit the kingdom of God. That's what it says. Your natural man, your flesh and blood man cannot inherit the kingdom. That's why I was telling you a minute ago. That's why when I started, I kind of did like the simple sinner's road to salvation. Ask Jesus in your heart and then ask the Holy Spirit to start to develop you. Say, Jesus, I need you to come in. I really need you as my Savior. I invite you in my life today. I want you to come in and move in me and begin to train me. I know that if you'll come on the inside, now I have your Spirit in me, and your Spirit will make me desire the sincere milk of the Word that I may grow thereby. That's what I need, Father. That's what I need. I'm tired of just being a natural man and fighting this natural world and all of its problems. I want to overcome my own nature. So the only way I can do that is to take on your nature. I want to be made in your likeness and to be trained by your word that you shape me and mold me just like Jesus. He offered you that. Listen, you've been offered a spiritual inheritance by accepting Jesus. It's very simple. This stuff is very simple. If we look at John chapter 3, now keep in mind, you can't mentally ascend here. Flesh and blood cannot inherit this kingdom. And when I talk about this kingdom, let me just stop for a minute and kind of explain. There really is a kingdom. It's almost like a fourth dimension, okay? Because we don't see it with our natural eyes. Now, let me also say this. You don't see it with the natural eyes. But once you invite Jesus in, the Spirit of God moves in you and begins to open your eyes in the Spirit. You've never had that before. You've only seen as a natural man. When you begin to see, when the milk of the word grows you and pulls you into the likeness of God and grows you and pulls you and feeds you and starts transforming you from the inside out into the similitude of Christ, you will begin to see like God sees things. You'll look upon someone that you used to look upon and go, man, that filthy so-and-so. I wouldn't even give them. You'll stop doing that. You'll look at them now and you'll have compassion. You'll think, man, where is this coming from? I've looked at them for years as so-and-so. Now I look at them and I have compassion for them. You know what I'm going to do? I'm not saying nothing to no one. I'm going to go home and I'm going to get along with God and I'm going to pray over them. I'm going to start to pray over them every day until I see a change in their life. I'm going to start to labor over them. I'm going to weep for them on their behalf before God. And you'll find yourself doing stuff like that and you'll go, wow. And you know what? That is totally against your nature. That's proof that God is working on the inside of you and changing you and transforming you into his likeness. If we look at John 3, okay, because there is a kingdom. You don't see it. There's a whole kingdom, and it's got full angelic host ready to help you, ready to guard you, ready to protect you, ready to heal you. But because you can't see it with the natural eyes, now once you get trained and you begin to drink this milk, this solid milk from this Word of God, when you open this Bible and you get in this book and let it start to teach you the things that you're missing, you'll see it. You'll watch the kingdom begin to operate, and you'll know, you'll go, man, there was a whole kingdom there for me all this time, and I never knew it even existed. You can only get there in the Spirit. You have to let God reveal His kingdom to you. You have to let God bring you into it. And He wants to. There's nothing He wants more. If you look at John 3, and the reason I'm going here, and I've gone here a lot with you guys, but listen, it's Jesus's words. It's the Master Himself. It's Jesus Christ Himself speaking directly. And He said, Jesus said, except a man be born again, he or she, and when it says man in the Bible, it means mankind, if you go back and research that. So don't get stuck on, well, that's for men. I'm a female, don't apply to me. Listen, except a man be born again, he or she cannot see the kingdom of God. There it is. Right from Jesus' lips, not from Landon's. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now listen, 221-1100. 221-1100. It's a great time to say, you know what, Landon? I want to see this kingdom. I want this kingdom to come on me. I want this kingdom to come in me. I want to be a part of this kingdom. I want to live in a realm that helps me overcome my nature and change me. This is a good time. This is a good time, 221-1100, to call here and say, hey, I need Jesus, and I want to be a part of it. I want to be transformed into the kingdom of light. I'm tired of living in the kingdom of darkness. I'm tired of not being able to overcome my flesh. I need to be transformed. Please, Landon, pray for me that I can be transformed into that kingdom of light and be a child of Jesus and let Him guide me and direct me. And then I'll begin to pant and hunger and seek His word. And when I seek His word, I'll find His face. I'll fall in love with Him, and we'll get intimate, and I'll have Him guiding me every day. Nothing like a spiritual father, like Father God on your side. 221-1100. There's no better time to call than now and say, I need Jesus. I want that kingdom. 888-221-8990 if you're not local. If you're local, 221-1100. If you're out of town, 888-221-8990. You need to be a part of that kingdom. There's protection in that kingdom. There's healing in that kingdom. Let me just tell you about this kingdom. I don't have this in my notes, but the Holy Spirit's kind of gotten me here. We're going to go, if you go back to the very beginning, okay, God created Adam and Eve. We all know the story. Well, God walked with them. That means He actually had fellowship. He communed with them. He walked with them. They were made in His likeness, in His image. I heard a preacher preaching one time, and he said, listen, in the beginning, if you stood God there, and next to Him stood Adam, you would think you're seeing double. He was made in His likeness so much the same. They didn't want or lack anything. Let me throw this at you too. They didn't have to go out and go to school and buy books and educate themselves on a lot of stuff. You know why? They discerned. We only got to the level where we had to begin to educate ourselves and we had to learn how to function when Adam fell. When Adam fell, their birth, the beginning of education. Before then, you had God walking with Adam and Eve in the cool of the evening. Daily, He walked with them. Daily, He talked with them. They did not need books, and they did not need an education level. They had God Almighty instructing and teaching them directly. They discerned and heard the voice of God, and they listened and hearkened unto what God said and were trained personally by God. Well, the same offer's on the table now. When Jesus died on that cross, when He rose up to the right hand of God, He said, listen, it's better for you that I go away. Here's the deal. Because of what I did and because of my resurrection power, because I overcame the natural world by the Spirit and I rose up here to the right hand, which is the powerful side of God, He said, I'm going to make you a promise. I'm going to send my Spirit back to be in you, to dwell in you and stay with you, and He'll remain with you forever. Well, that puts you back in the same fellowship. Now you can learn the biblical principles. You can learn the ways of God by hearing His voice and by discerning through Scripture. God will teach you. You're back at that part. Education came when we fell. We no longer could hear the voice of God. We no longer had Him right there teaching us daily and feeding us by His word, the way He'd speak the word and feed them. They lost that. Now they had to begin to educate themselves on how to function in life. Well, you can rise above natural education and be introduced back to the Garden of Eden and be in that fellowship with God that he will teach you through discernment. That's, you'll discern spiritual principles. You'll discern right and wrong. Man, you can look at someone and discern what's wrong with them. That's when God's working in you, because now you can help them personally. You'll speak to them in a way that only God can. No one knows what's inside a man except God, the spirit of the man, and God himself. God will tell you what to say to that man to help that man or help that woman. That's when it's there. It's the breath of God, they call it. Now, all right, so Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot even see this kingdom. Then you drop down to verse 5, and we discover Jesus says this: except a man be born of water, which you are, obviously you're already born, or you wouldn't be listening to me this morning. He said, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, which is the breath of God, whether it be through Scripture or whether it be God talking to you, he or she cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So you're locked out. Without accepting Jesus, you can't enter in. But the minute you accept Jesus, you're allowed entrance into the kingdom of God, where all provisions, all healings, all joy, all peace, everything's provided for you. God did not design you to have to look upon another for your provisions. You were never designed for your provisions to come outside of the kingdom of God. He designed you that he himself would provide for you. Jehovah Jireh, your provider, right? Now, verse 6 says this: he or she, which is born of the Spirit, is spirit. Now, let me leave you with this. We're going to go back to the Old Testament for 1 second. Then I'm going to tell you how to get in touch with us and how to sow your seed and all that kind of good stuff. Listen, go back for a second and look at Joel 2:28. Joel said, the prophet said this: and it shall come to pass afterwards. After what? After Jesus did what he did and gave you the promise and rose to the right hand of power. He said, he is talking about the Spirit from God. Okay, so he said, it shall come to pass afterwards that God will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. That's all persons, all mankind. The prophet Joel from the Old Testament said this. He spoke those words. Then Jesus, if you go over to John 6:63, he says, listen, guys, that flesh will do you no good. He said, it is the Spirit that quickens. He said, and that word, when you look it up, means gives life or makes you alive. So Jesus himself in John 6:63 said, it is my Spirit that gives you life. It is my Spirit that makes you alive. Notice that God is very clear when he says the flesh is useful for nothing. And then he says, but the words that I'm speaking to you this morning, they are spirit and they are life. You need this Spirit of God. Call here and get it. Listen, I'm going to give you one more chance. Actually, I don't care. You can call right after I go off the air if you want to. I'm here to help you. 221-1100-888-221-8990. Listen, I would love for you to send your financial blessings or sow into this ministry. If you want to send us a love offering or send us a gift, do it at Lifeline 1603 Jensen Beach 34958. That's Lifeline, Lifeline. Lifeline. We're trying to throw you a lifeline and pull you back into the life of Christ and pull you back into fellowship with God. Lifeline, box 1603 Jensen Beach 34958. Send your blessing. We sure could use it. We sure appreciate you. God will honor you. Listen, you have to sow. God will not get involved in your finances until you release them to him. You have to open up that door and allow him in, whether it be this ministry or whoever. But you have to let him in whatever area you want him to work in. So release your financial blessing to Lifeline, box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Now, to contact us, it's trylifeline@gmail.com. It's one word, try lifeline. Sounds like three words. Just put them together, no space. trylifeline@gmail.com. Here's why. You can't get better spiritual counsel. I don't say that boastful. I'm not saying that. We don't just tell you what we think. I work a lot. You'll very rarely hear from me, but you can. If you say, I want to talk to Landon, no problem. No problem. I'll make time for you. No problem. My dad, Bob, he is retired. He is very advanced in this kingdom. He started as a newborn babe, sucking his thumb, just like what I told you. He worked his word. He worked his word. He spent time with God, prayer, until he became a spiritual giant. He's there to help you. It's free counsel. You can't beat it. He has a doctrine in divinity. trylifeline@gmail.com. Reach out and let us help you. Send your blessing or your gift to Lifeline, box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. I love you. Tune in next Saturday at 8:30. I love you.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gift of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.